Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Just checking out the audio box here, making sure that I've got the right volume up. Hopefully I'm coming through. Shalom, shalom, all that is in the room tonight. Hallelujah. This is Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, your host tonight on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, this evening edition. I hope all is well with the righteous. Thank you so much for the tens. Oh, hallelujah. Let me know that we are coming through and we are ready to roll. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Roll with the word, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray that each and every one of our thoughts today, especially after hearing again another admonition, another exhortation, another reproof, another rebuke about taking mind of our thoughts. You know something about the word of Yah. If it's in your heart and it's in your mind, it will help you to take mind of your thoughts. It will help you to master your thoughts. Once the master is in the house and you let the word of the master, his word is power, his word is peace, and you let it have rule, you let it have dominion, you let it have place within you, and you fill that cup up with his word and his life and his love. So what else can be put in that cup if that cup is already full? Think about it, saints of the Most High, Yah. Thoughts in our time, in our age, and what's going on, it is very pertinent, even as the days go on, for us to guard our heart and to guard our thoughts. Because a lot of what we believe, we think we believe, temporal beliefs, what we think we understand, what we think we know, a lot of this shapes the worlds that we live in. We got to understand these thoughts. They do construct. These thoughts, they do create. They are very, very instrumental in causing your hands, your eyes, your ears, your feet to do certain things. It will turn your members different directions. Just thoughts. Just thoughts. Just thoughts. What goes on in our head that most of the time, passively, we don't take inventory of. It won't take and be perceptive of. It won't take the time to check these things at the gate. Check them at the door. Got to learn each and every day, saints of the Most High, Yah. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be a sluggard in the spirit. Because your thoughts will captivate you. Your thoughts will take you to where you don't want to be and leave you where you don't want to stay. And have you in places that you thought you never would be. But because you thought the thought, so are you. Hallelujah. 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 Well, saints, we've been in a long study in the book of Hebrews, and we will continue on tonight as we onward our journey. This journey will never end. And I thank Yah for it. I thank Yah that this thing will continue eternally. That once you know this temporal body is laid down and goes back to where it came from. I understand by the word of Yah. I understand by the thought he has put in my mind. My journey continues. But my journey now and my thoughts now and everything that is happening now will shape and will affect my journey that is to come. Take heed, especially in this dead season. Take heed how you hear. No thoughts of bitterness, no thoughts of envy, no thoughts of jealousy or such like. Because if them thoughts are ruling in your mind, then that's your world. And you'll walk in that world, and you'll see everything through that filter. You'll hear everything through that filter. That is the program that your thoughts have put you into motion with. That's why it is very vital for us to keep our mind on Him. That's where the perfect peace is. Have His word in our hearts and in our minds. When somehow, some way, these spirits do come by and do a drive-by thought shot at you, that you're prepared, that you have a shield, that you have a sword, that you have a breastplate, you have your feet shod, that you have a defense. And many entering into this war do not still, even to this day, have defense. Better be trained in the way that you should go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we left off in the book of Hebrews, I'm going to regress a little bit and go forward. As in Romans 13:7 says, remember. So many times we're admonished and exhorted to remember. Remember them which have the rule over you. Why? Because they have spoken unto you the word of Yah. And whose faith follow. Because they have faith to speak the word of Yah from. And you consider the end of their conversation. Consider the end of their walk and their talk. As they have spoken unto you the word of Yah. And they live the word of Yah. And they eat of the word of Yah. Consider. Why? As Jesus Christ, He was the same yesterday and today and forever. As He has the rule over us. And He's always spoken unto us the word of Yah. And we follow His faith. And we've seen the end of His conversation. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the things that we do, the servants that are called to speak to you the word of Yah, we don't speak of ourselves. We speak of the one who died and gave Himself for us. We give testimony of Him and not ourselves. Because He is the same yesterday, the same today, and then on down the road, He will still be the same. He is the unchangeable. And we can thank Him for that. We know in ourselves how much we change with just one thought. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because we remember them which have spoken unto us the word of Yah, and faith we follow because they speak of a faith of the one who gave Himself for them. And we consider the end of their conversation. As we all we know, we're all striving, as we heard, for that one penny. Many of us have been in this walk, this labor, for many days. Been in the sun for many, many hot and sweaty labors. And there are some coming just in later, and we're going to receive the same penny. But in so much as, you know, it's not the pay of the labor, but it is the joy and the thought of who we're laboring for. and the labor that we're laboring, that he's faithful and just to pay us due recompense, that we're entering into his labors and performing everything that we do. Without him, we can do nothing. We're no longer servants of sin and reaping the wages of sin and death. I thank Yah for this new occupation. I thank Yah for this calling. And he says, may you make this calling and election sure. So if I've got to make this calling and election sure, I've got to keep my thoughts right on his line, right to his plumb line. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same, he changed not. And on this, it says in verse 9, be not carried away. Carried away? Carried about? Be not carried about. Means to carry around, to bear about everywhere with one, to carry here and there, to be driven in doubt and hesitation, to be led away now to this opinion. Hear that? In doubt. In doubt. In doubt and hesitation. To be led away, not toward, but to be led away now to this opinion. And these opinions, where do they erect themselves at? Where do they construct themselves at? Where do they start themselves at? In the thoughts. And the opinions is always based on someone's knowledge, someone's experience, someone's understanding. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We speak to you the word of Yah so that you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because we consider his conversation. You must consider his conversation. You must follow his faith. Does anyone of a good understanding that is in this walk know who the Father is, know who the Son is, knows where their sufficiency comes from, knows where their strength comes from? And that's where we give witness to. Just as the 120 that were in the upper room, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, then they were witnesses. They wasn't witnesses because they had their pockets full of Chick Tracks and they was out laying them out on urinals and toilets and sinks and calling, I'm witnessing. No. We're given testimony of the one, the true, and the eternal. The one that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So be not carried about. Don't be in doubt and hesitation to be led away to another opinion. Something that is outside the construct of this word. Outside of the construct of Yah. Outside of the construct of him. Love, life, peace, everything that he is. It's got to stay within these boundaries. It must stay within these boundaries. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. And I've seen many in this walk, a lot, tell you the truth, that have come into the ministry not having a calling. They're the ones that you usually the most of the time that come up with these strange opinions, these strange doctrines. And a lot of them ain't even been, they're still on the tit of the word, still sucking milk. Diverse, and strange doctrines. Doctrine. Teaching, that which is taught. Doctrine, teaching, concerning something, the act of teaching, instruction. Doctrine really goes deeper than just someone that's able to, you know, just quote the word. As we read, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yah, who have given you instruction, has given you reproof, has given you rebuke, admonishing, and exhortation. He said, doctrine is more than someone just spewing out what some call say that they have a knowledge of. Doctrine is also living that instruction which you have learned. Doctrine, real true doctrine, real true biblical doctrine is a doctrine that pertains to life, a doctrine that pertains to peace, a doctrine that pertains to long suffering and gentleness and meekness. It has fruit. It has something to be considered. It has an end thereof that it will take you, that it will nourish you, that it will water you, that it... Oh, hallelujah. We, the people of Yah, know when the Most High Yah is feeding us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. He is a faithful husband. He has always clothed, sheltered, gave me everything in the spirit that I need. In praise and worship and repentance and everything, because he gave me good, sound doctrine. And I received good, sound doctrine in my heart and in my mind that helps me to rule these members that this body has, to rule these hands, to rule this feet, to rule the eyes, and to rule the mouth, and to rule the ears, and to rule the mind. Well, we got a warning here. Be not carried about. Sometimes the word calls it winds of doctrine. And when certain winds, any of us can look out when there's a storm coming, and it has high winds, it'll take things and toss them to the left, toss them to the right, toss them forward, toss them backwards, toss them all around. Very violent. Why? Because that thing that is tossed around, forward, backward, it's not rooted, it's not grounded, it has no foundation. It's in doubt and hesitation. It's of a different opinion. Its thoughts are different. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Let us build on that. Because when Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, is on this earth, when he spoke, when he preached, when he evangelized, when he prophesied, many were astonished at his doctrine. Why? For his word was with power. Now you see a lot of these diverse and strange doctrines. Consider the end of that conversation. Has it give you strength? Has it built you up? Has it edified you? Has it had within the construct of what it was communicating? Did you receive power? Did you receive strength? Did you receive healing? Did you receive deliverance? Did it put you up in hinds, like hinds feet in hinds and high places? Did it lift you up? Did it bring you to a place of sorrow to where you would have the privilege and the honor to fall down prostrate before him in doctrine, crying out and repenting before the Holy One of Israel to get this ungodly thing out of you, to turn away from this sin? Why? Because you received sound doctrine and you heard the word and you acted on the word, and the word took you from death and brought you over unto life. Power. Power. With all these people of the world, the rich, the politicians, they are seeking after this temporary power. They're seeking after money. They think it has power. But that power of our Christ, one of the greatest powers I've seen him administer unto us, is eternal life, love, joy, peace, temperance, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, such like. Because of his faith we follow. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we keep our minds and our thoughts on that, and we remember them which have taught us the word of Yah, and keep our mind on that which we have taught, then how can we be carried away, carried about, if our feet and if our roots and we be like a tree planted by the water? As the word said, we shall not be moved. And there is a storm coming that's getting ready to tell you a contrary thing. COVID-19, COVID 2.0 is on the horizon, and it's shaking, and the limbs are rocking back and forth, and it looks like everything's bending over double. And everything's got to go this way, and everything's got to go this way, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. But those that are rounded, that are rooted and grounded in him, who have their roots like a tree planted by the waters, there's no moving of them. It's a wonderful thing about Israel. Real Israel through this whole COVID crap. Because we were not carried about with fear. None of us concocted this curse. None of us concocted this so-called virus, this disease. But I've seen many people that were so fearful. And the more fearful they were, the more worse case of it they got, because their mind, their thoughts were captivated. And fear opened up the door. John 7:16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he is that sent me. He said, everything that you hear, that all that I'm speaking that's coming with power, it's of the Father. And he goes on in John 7:17. If any man will do his will, because if you have his will in your thoughts, but your will is out of the way, your will is not there to bring you strange and diverse doctrines, You know how we are. You know how the flesh is. A little pain, a little suffering, a little hurt, a little travail. Oh, it's got many doctrines. It's got some unique, strange, and diverse doctrines that it wants to tell you, that it wants to minister to your mind with. If any man will do his will. If you will to do his will, he... Woo! John 7:17. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yah, or whether I speak of myself. It's like we read here, remember them which have the rule over you and have spoken unto you the word of Yah. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yah or whether I speak of myself. In John 7:18, it says that he that speaketh of himself, what did he do? He seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that's in him, that's changed. Seeketh, and this is the mind of Christ, the power of the Messiah. But he that seeketh his glory that's in him, the same is true. And no unrighteousness is in him. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Ephesians 4:8 tells us this. Wherefore, he saith, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yah, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore, he saith, when he, Messiah, ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave. He didn't take, he gave. And he didn't take, and he gave. Some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what? For what, y'all? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. And that's one thing that's going to be one labor in this time, in this hour. There's so many influences in this world today that has our minds so captivated, our minds so distracted, our minds so confounded. And how are we going to deal with this 16-lane highway of thoughts that we hint till we all come into the unity? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. One thing about strange and diverse doctrines. It's almost like when a virus comes into a body. And if a body is kept strong, body is fortified, given the right things, got proper sleep, it's a healthy body. When something foreign comes into it, it knows how to attack it immediately. But just think of a body that has no defense. As many out here that are succumbing to this COVID virus. Just think of that. First, that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. How many of us are really daily building ourselves up in the most holy faith? How many of us are really feeding the new man that is in us? How many of us are allowing the Holy Spirit to administer to us and to guide our thoughts and to guide our feelings? Because if he is not in control, then the default goes to the God of this world. There is no gray area between it. Not one foot in the world and one foot in Christ. No lukewarmness. Think about it, saints of the Most High, I and all that are listening tonight. Consider. I'm speaking unto you the word of Yah. I'm not speaking my own word. And I have been able to stand to this day because of my friend and my pastor, Charles Dow, who administered the word in such power. He didn't minister it in his understanding. He didn't minister in his strength. He didn't minister it as something he read out of a book. He ministered as one that had received power. But he didn't keep that power to his own. He was able to dispense what he received from the Father. And to this day, because I remember, I know he has the rule over me. And I don't take no offense in that. Many people take offense in that. But the people of Yah should not take offense in that. Your mind should not be in the days of yesteryear, where you reckon the Father as your earthly father. No, that shit should be passed away. Old things are passed away. Many people have not really been immersed in the new, and they will not allow themselves to be immersed in the new because they're so fearful of the unknown. They do not trust in the true and living Elohim. And many are in this walk calling themselves Hebrews and Israelites, and they're living a lie. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, unity of the faith, and unity of the knowledge of the Son of Yah, his knowledge, not a book knowledge. It's knowledge of the Son of Yah. And this is always coming, this unity of the faith and unity of the knowledge, faith of the Son of Yah, knowledge of the Son Yah, to bring us into a perfect man, to bring us into a complete creation that he desired from the beginning. As we all read, I hope we have, that the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And many of us that have received and have been filled with his spirit understand this quickening. And those of you who have not been filled of his spirit, you better seek to be filled with the spirit of Yah. Even as the days of this world grows even more evil and more darker, as it's destined, the word has constructed it to go this way. It is written. It is written. It is written. The word of Yah will go forth and it will execute. It will perform that which it was sent forth to do. unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah, of Christ. Why? Why? That we, his children, his body, his people, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. Tossed, carried about, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. It's something about, something about religious mind candy. I've never liked it. One time when I was early in my walk, when I was seeking the face of Yah, when I was desiring to understand him, there were certain things, that tickled my ear, tickled my fancy. Lust of knowledge was there because, I had a zeal, but not according to knowledge. And I stepped into some of these things only to find out later they were wrong. They were diverse. They were strange. But I thank my Yah that it allowed me to immerse myself in those things to help open my eyes, open my heart to really seek after the true and the founded things of him, the living things of him, the loving things of him. If I look at that as a contrast, as, way behind me now, if it wasn't for them, it would not got me to where I am now. Hallelujah, must needs be that some people must go through Samaria. Certain things we got to go through sometimes to open our eyes. Now, there was stubbornness in me back then. My eyes were itching to hear such a new thing. Yeah, the mind wanted some candy, some chewy doctrine, some sugary doctrine. But I've seen the end result of all that shit. And I can do it, consider it dung, like I can relate with Paul. Paul being a Pharisee of the Pharisees, just think how much mind candy he had. Just think how many diverse and strange doctrines that were rolling around in him. Then he come to a point when he looked at them, looked at the true and living Elohim, looked at the Messiah who knocked him on his ass, and he weighed the two. Said, this is shit. I've got to unlearn this mess, and I had to unlearn it. I had to get this stuff out of my thoughts. Get it out of my being. It was taking me nowhere but to my mind, to do my flesh. Oh boy, I really thought I knew something. I read a book by Hal Lindsey on the rapture, and boy, I was ready to teach and to preach everything I read out of that Hal Lindsey book. Only to come later, find out later, that was shit. That was wrong. That was lies. And I thank my Yah for that experience, though. The iron sharpening iron that helps sharpen. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight. A lot of these books out here, there's a lot of these religious and shysters and gangsters out there. They're coming from their heart and coming from their mind and pulling everything from their labors to slight you with diverse and strange doctrines. They give you no life. They give you no peace. They give you no strength. They give you no deliverance. They're always taking from you and never giving. The slight of men. Every wind of doctrine by the slight of men and cunning craftiness. Why? Because they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love. Now, how many of these diverse doctrines? Crazy doctrines. How many of them are really ministered in love? But speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He has the rule. Will you remember him? Will he be in your thoughts when you get angry? Will he be in your thoughts when you have an envious thought? Or a jealous thought? Or a mistrusting thought? Will you remember him that has the rule over you? Will you remember the word of Yah that has been spoken unto you? Will you follow that faith? And considering the end of his conversation. Take heed unto thyself, 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them and continue. Take heed unto yourself. And unto the doctrine, continue in them. As for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So everything that's spoken unto you, if you take and check yourselves and to see whether you be in the faith and you act on that very thing, and the people see the doctrine, you don't even have to speak any word, but they see your conversation, they see your manner of walk, they see your manner of talk, they see how you conduct yourself, they see the doctrine. As for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and labor in doctrine. Again in Titus, listen here, saints. Titus being exhorted and you being exhorted. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged man be sober. Sound doctrine will keep an aged man sober. It will keep an aged man grave. Keep an aged man temperate. It'll keep him sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Sound doctrine will teach the aged women likewise that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers. Not given to much wine. Teachers of good things. Doctrine? Sound doctrine? Sound doctrine produces a sound life, a sound heart, being sound in faith, rooted and grounded. The aged women, that they may teach the young women to be sober, sound doctrine. Diverse and strange doctrines will not do this. But sound doctrine will teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers of home. And this is good rule, ain't it? Good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yah be not blasphemed. And sound doctrine will teach them young men likewise, exhort them to be sober-minded. And in all this of sound doctrine, it shows thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Does gravity mean he's in control? Sound doctrine has him in control. Everybody flipping out over COVID-19. But the Israelite is in control because his mind is on sound doctrine. Because his mind is on sound doctrine, then his hands perform sound doctrine. His feet perform sound doctrine. His thoughts perform sound doctrine. His life, his love, his patience, his charity, all comes from receiving sound doctrine. Doctrine that has power. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. In sound doctrine would exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing it all good fidelity. And you're faithful, you're not wavering, you're not going over here and you're not going over there, but you're steadfast, you're straight. You're grounded. You're not adultering. You're not letting these diverse doctrines, these strange doctrines, lead you over into adulterous ways. Not purloining, but showing in all good fidelity that they may adorn. Adorn? You mean you can wear this? This is a clothing? This is... Hallelujah. That they may adorn the doctrine of Yah, our Savior, in all things. If you transgress, you abide not in the doctrine of Yah, of Christ. You don't. If any man go into transgression against sound instruction, sound precept, sound law, whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not Yah. But he that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Again, Ephesians tells you this, Ephesians 5:6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of Yah upon the children of disobedience. Don't you be a partakers with them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us meditate on this. Just a little time. We'll take a little ministry break here. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled Lafayette, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Now Paul, to the saints at Colossae, said this: "For I would that you know what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Why? That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yah, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." There's a lot of books out here. I don't want to get into that. "But in the word of Yah are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." 1 John 4:1 exhorts us and admonishes on this: "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they of Yah." How many of us are actively, when a thought enters in, is it an original thought? Or is it one of them drive-by demonic shootings? Consider. Consider, many of us just too passive a lot of times with thoughts. Not trying to take into captivity. We don't want to humble ourselves so that we can be lifted up. Just as Christ, you know, he had to humble himself. Is at first that he descended into the lower parts of the earth. He had to go through that place of humility. And because he submitted himself, then he led captivity captive and ascended up on high, far above all things, just as we do. When we get down on our knees and pray and cry out to a holy Elohim to forgive us and to strengthen us and to provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory, then we get up when we have repented and we have been washed in the blood. Then we ascend up on high. Love, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of Yah. Why? Because many false prophets are gone out into this world, the world, the world. And you know who the mighty one of this world is? You know, Hasatan. He has a mind. He wants always to press his mind on you so he can take. A lot of people love that mess. A A lot of people, even in this dead season, are being carried away. Enticing words, enticing meats. Beware, saints, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After, one, the tradition of men. Two, after. After. They want to put it before you so it can be in your thoughts, that it will lead and guide you. Man will spoil you through philosophy. Philo, Sophie, worldly wisdom. Because I think the Greek word for wisdom is Sophia, if I'm not mistaken. But beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Who is before you continually? Who is there as frontless before your eyes? What did the Most High Yah to tell us to have as frontless before our eyes? No, we're not going to do as the Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews do, to get this little box and to cram paper shit into it and to have this stuff before their eyes. No, see, that there, having some little box on your head, having some little child's alphabet block on your head or something. This, I don't know what the hell. Strange, diverse doctrines. Spoiled through philosophy and vain deceits. Who's going to appear before Christ with a box right there strapped to your head? If they really want to be really clean with this box on their forehead, they probably need to get one that they can put a refrigerator in. Now just think of that strap, that box, as big enough to carry a full size refrigerator. Now get you a belt or get you whatever and lace it through that bottom of that box. And strap it on your head and then start, putting all the word of Yah into little pieces of paper, tear out the Bible and throw a passage here and throw a passage there till you get that refrigerator box full. Now, how has that served you? What gain have you gotten by that? So beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. Thank you all for enduring the little tangents, but I think they're needful and they're useful. Hallelujah. Because Yah will give us good doctrine. It says, for I give you good doctrine in Proverbs 4:2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my law. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of Yah, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts 20, verse 28. For I know this, Paul said, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And warns us also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Again, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. And it's talking about the doctrines, the verse and strange doctrines, these things that people are so consuming upon their own, let's just mind candy. Saints in this dead season, again, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yah. Keep this in your thoughts. We are in a war. War is always going to start first in your mind. Are you going to enter into his victory? Are you going to try to take this on yourself? You will fail if you take it on yourself. Well, what will it be in your thoughts? Without him, we can do nothing. Is it going to be in your thoughts that he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory? Take no thought what you shall eat. Take no thought what you shall drink. Why the Gentiles seek after them? When you was a Gentile, when you was unconverted, you sought after these things, because these things were in your thoughts. You were fulfilling the lust of your temporal body. When are you going to start learning now that you have a new body? You are a new man. Feed him. That's the spirit of Yah that should be in you. Nourish you daily with his word. Because the only things he's going to speak is the things which he has heard of him. And each and every day, that's all I want to hear. His word, his way, his life, his love, his peace, and everything that goes on. There's trouble around me. His word must still prevail. Someone angry cussing at me, his word still must prevail. I still got to be grounded and settled. My roots have still got to be by the river. My roots have got to be continually feeding on the living water. I want to live life, eternal life. We're getting a little taste of it now. What's it going to be like in the fullness? Many have left off this wonderful journey and will never be able to taste of that water. Diverse and strange doctrines, enticing words, corrupt men, perverse men like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They want to charge Moses, is, now ye bring us out here to die, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. The thoughts in their minds, the thoughts in their hearts, the thing, the perverseness, the unity that Yah was trying to establish amongst them in the wilderness. We had these contrary men. And you see how Most High Yah dealt with these contrary men. He opened up the earth. He done a new thing. And all that appertained to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram went down with them because of their doctrine. Ananias, Sapphira, Satan filled. There was a diverse doctrine, strange doctrine introduced to the mind that, won't you just go ahead and hold back a price of the land? Again, the earth received their dead bodies, huh? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As the days get more darker, we really got to guard our thoughts. It is a war. It is a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickednesses and high places. Let's keep our mind on that. That will keep us sharp. That will keep us steady. That will keep us grounded in truth. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let not the word slip. Remember. 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 Remember the Sabbath day. Remember them that had the rule over you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Bless you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, again, for posting all the scriptures. Usually I don't have that many scriptures and verses to deal with, but tonight I thought it would probably be sufficient to go over what we went over. Because our Elohim, our Messiah, knows what we have need of. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.